I just expressed a disappointment with a day like that.
Yeah, you know, guys played extremely hard, and you know, you don't get anything for the effort in this game. It's one loss on the scoreboard. Obviously, we need to score more points. Appreciate the fans making the trip like they did down here to support us. Heck of a year. Appreciate how hard the guys played, how hard they worked all season, and you know, this was a step. We learned a lot of valuable lessons today, ones that we'll carry forward as we move forward as an organization, and. You know, I'm proud of the way LaShawn rose to the occasion. You know, he battled in there and wasn't easy for him. But he put a good week in terms of getting himself ready to go. So,
a lot happened with Tyron this year after the bench and everything. How do you think he handled everything from that point to now? And how is he physically?
How is he physically now?
Yeah, I mean, what happened? I mean, how was he?
Yeah, he's physically in the concussion protocol, and I thought he handled himself just like the rest of our football team, with class and with a lot of pride. And I could say that about every single one of those men in that locker room.
Sean, you said that this is a step. You can't. There's still some uncertainty. So much can happen between now and next season. But can you quantify at all into words what doing what you did this year means for this team moving forward?
Well, it's a step, you know, Tim. We've come a long way in a short amount of time. You know, that said, we're not where we need to be. That's obvious. We still want to be playing. We're not playing next week, and so we learned lessons from today. We learned lessons from all season long that we must use to help us to continue to improve. You know, I know Brandon and I'll sit down and talk about things as we move forward, making sure that we continue to grow and build on what we did this year. Never easy. But we'll stay on it and continue to pursue our goals for the organization.
Sean, what lessons did you learn, Sean?
Scoring drive in the first half that ended up in the field goal. You got there first and goal with the one. They gave you a break with the offside. What went into that first play called off? Trying to throw a ball to Kelvin when you've got, you know, a pretty good running game.
There's some calls we want back. That's probably one of them. You know, just situationally right there more than anything.
What's some of the lessons that you said you learned, you think, in this particular game?
Well, you know, you look at playoff football, it's usually tight margins. And so you can't beat yourself. We had some situations today where we had, you know, opportunities to move the ball, and we hurt ourselves. We hurt ourselves at times with field position, special teams penalties. And then when we get in the red zone, we got to score touchdowns overall.
How would you describe your defense's overall performance today?
You know, I thought they played well most of the day. You know, they shut down the running game for the most part. I know Bortles was their leading rusher, I believe. So usually that doesn't beat you. And I thought we did a good job on 27 and gave our offense chances. Got off the field on third down. Probably the biggest thing we didn't do was take the ball away. So give credit where credit's due to their offense.
How harrowing was it that you have to get through those injuries? Important ones, even if it's for a little while with Tre'Davious out and Micah for a big chunk of the game, your reserves came in.
Yeah, they did a good job. They stepped up. Yeah, they held the fort down. They did, and that's really been the story, or one of the stories of our season, really. Tim is all guys, you know, are ready to play. They step in. They step up, and I'm extremely proud. I know it's not. It burns right now, and it hurts. But I'm extremely proud of every single one of those men in that locker room.
How did Bortles do what he did with running the ball? Is it because that's so unexpected that it's hard to adjust because that's something he normally doesn't do?
Well, he did it on film. You know, I know you wouldn't expect it overall, but when you watch the film, he's done it throughout the year. You know, one was a broken play. You know, we just need to have a little bit better lane discipline more than anything. But that's not what won the game.
Hey, Sean, the guy who scored their touchdown, I mean, it's a guy that they don't usually utilize too often in the passing game. Was that a surprise to you that he came open like that? Or was that just something that caught
you? No, it's a play we worked during practice. You know, they just executed a little bit better than we did right there. That's about it.
You'd mentioned last week taking pride in the fact that there weren't expectations. People thought this team was going to try to tank. You and Brandon were going to just tank and try to play for the future.
Do you look at it this past season now? Is it too early to look at it and say, as coaching staff, to say that you believe you've run as pretty much as much as anybody could out of this locker room this year?
You know what? First of all, there's no moral victories. I don't believe in those. And then what I do believe in is continuing to build and build. We're not done yet. When we came in here, we set a vision and put forward a plan to accomplish that vision, and we're not there yet. And I said that before the game, and I'm going to continue to say it. We've got a lot of work to do, but there are things that we can learn from that'll help us as we move forward. Playoff experience is important. Home games, home playoff games are important. So there's a lot we can build on, and we'll do that moving forward.
Big on mapping and planning and scheduling. Do you know how much time you're going to take off here? What's next? I know this is generally a question for locker cleanout day, but I know that you're so super organized that you may know this already.
Yeah, we've got a plan. I mean, we've got a plan and a calendar that'll lay out the off season for us and for the coaches and whatnot. You know, the biggest thing I want to do is you know, get with Brandon on some things and you know, make sure we've got a good solid evaluation of who we are and what we've got to do to improve moving forward.